T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ryan, I just got a call from one of my clients. We're now the Allegra. The Allegra Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. You all right over there?
I'm okay, yeah. I've been having a little bit of a sinus attack for like the last 2 months. And I felt a sneeze coming, of course, right when I'm reading a sports flash. And
that's
I had to hold it back in. I was going to say, if you need a spokesperson, my wife was joking. She said I'd be perfect.
For Nasacort? Or
anything.
Or, no, Zyzol.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Zyzol.
That stuff works, so I'll be their spokesperson.
You know what?
All they got to do is cut the check.
I'll let William, or product, I'll let William Howe know.
Let him know.
Other than he's a really good guy, other than being a Detroit guy, so
he's
loves
Lions
the Red Wings, Lions, that kind of stuff. But
nobody's perfect, though.
Nobody's perfect. Let's get to line one. Here's a guy that's perfect. Jerry Vance, Living Word Lutheran at St. Francis. Jerry, give us an update.
It's halftime here, Mike. It is Living Word 27, St. Francis 15. The last time we spoke, St. Francis scored on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Burt to Limmer, and the two-point conversion is good. So, again, it's halftime, 27-15, Living Word.
Well, don't ever count Doug Sarver out,
no,
man.
I don't think so.
Don't count him out. 27-15, Jerry Vance is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They will schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always in 24 to 48 hours, athletico.com. Let's get to line three if we can. Jerry Boltman, he's at the Catholic Memorial at Kettle Moraine game. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, we are just starting halftime here. Score remains the same as it was when I talked to you last. Catholic Memorial 13, Kettle Moraine 0. One thing I was going to tell you earlier that I didn't mention to you, Kettle Moraine switched quarterbacks this week, and I don't know the reason why I didn't ask, but it's not Hunter Diener. It's a junior quarterback, Maxwell Matheson. He's quite a bit bigger, 6'4", 205, but they are playing and have been playing the first half with a different quarterback than they have their other games.
Boy, that's
but
a
win is a big factor too, Mike.
That's a tough opponent to start your first varsity football game with, Catholic Memorial.
Exactly.
Throw them right into the fire, boys. Hey, thanks, Jerry. Well done. Let's get to line two. Tony Resch, he's at the Homestead Nicolet game. Tony, give us an update.
Hey, Mike. 25 seconds left to go in the first half. It is 43-6, Homestead over Nicolet. Nicolet had a really nice drive, put four or five bubble screens together in a row, and ended up punching it in from 5 yards out. And then Homestead came back. Willie Garrison on a 48-yard touchdown pass, and then Luke Koenig with a 12-yard run. To come back with those two touchdowns. Homestead's got the ball on the 45-yard line of Nicolet with 25 seconds left, and they've been playing really well so far tonight.
Tony, you've seen a lot of high school football over the years. Is Homestead that good, or is the conference down?
I really honestly think it's a combination of the two, Mike. Homestead, every week they seem to get better and better and click on all cylinders, although they did have that first drive punt this evening, but you know these other teams in the conference, they've got some big kids, athletic kids, and they're close. They just their execution, I think, is the big thing. I don't know what they work on during the week, finer details and stuff. Homestead, obviously, with all the Hall of Fame coaches and just as much talent and size, but the execution is really what's setting Homestead apart from everybody in the conference so far this year.
Hey, Tony, tomorrow's two things. The Youth Sports Show, we've got Jeff Northern coming in to talk Richfield baseball, youth baseball. And he's a guy that works for you at Raising the Stakes, Fundraising and Leadership Development. So I'm excited about bringing him in. And then at 10 o'clock, the head football coach from Port Washington, he's going to bring in Jacob Lippi and Jerron Spicer and Adam Barrel from his team. And you think the world of that Adam Lippi kid.
Absolutely. I was at certainly the first game of the year, Port Washington, and Adam had a huge game. I think he scored two of the three touchdowns that night. And he's a heck of a player. And I'm actually sitting next to Mr. Wolf, who's Matt Wolf, the D coordinator at Homestead's father. And we're talking about how Adam at Port Washington and Homestead's Howie Neubauer, probably the two best receivers in the whole state. So it was quite a show. And Howie's got some unbelievable catches again tonight. But that Port Washington team is a group of special young men, and hopefully we haven't gotten an update tonight yet on that. I haven't heard any score there, but hopefully they're playing really well tonight. Coach Bunyan works with us. He's a great man, and he's doing great things at Port Washington. So
hey,
a lot of success.
Hey, ask Mr. Wolf if he likes the band Tangled Lines.
Mike McGivern wants to know, do you like the band Tangled Lines, Mr. Wolf?
Do I what? I'm
sorry. Like the band Tangled Vines.
That'll confuse
the guys.
Them.
Oh.
Yeah, he absolutely loves them.
Yeah.
While we were talking, Mike, Jared Schneider just caught a 45-yard touchdown pass for his fourth score of the night. And with the extra point, 9 seconds left in the first half, it is now 50-6.
Yeah, that's the last throw they're going to have.
Dave Keel is a master of then keeping the score down in the second half.
And Ron, so you know that we asked Mr. Wolf about Tangled Lines. His son is in that band.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that sounded confusing to me.
Yeah, a couple of coaches from Homestead. One is my son-in-law, John Bonner. He's in that band as well. So that's why we asked that. That's Tony Rush. He is brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising. Leadership Development, 50-6, Homestead over Nicolet. Let's get to Nate George, Milwaukee Lutheran at Wisconsin Lutheran. Nate George, give us an update.
At halftime, it's Wisconsin Lutheran 20, Milwaukee Lutheran 14. Colin Olson, quarterback from Wisconsin Lutheran, 9-yard run. Milwaukee Lutheran got some offense going in the form of Kenneth Payne with 2 touchdown runs. One set up by a 75-yard run he made that was quite possibly one of the best high school football runs I've ever seen.
Wow. That's saying a lot because you've seen a lot of games.
Yeah.
Nate, is the wind playing a factor there for Milwaukee Lutheran? Did they have the wind at their back when they started scoring? Because I know they're a passing team.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of passing at all. Lutheran's got their option going with their two running backs we talked about earlier. And Milwaukee Lutheran, they tried to throw in the first quarter, couldn't really get it going. That kind of put them in the hole. But now this Kenneth Payne guy, they got him going. And then they threw a nice screen pass. So they did throw a couple nice screen passes. Another running back they got going. The senior, Kenneth Daniel, he caught a nice screen pass and went about 60 yards to set up one of the other touchdowns. So this game's starting to turn into one of those. Whoever has the ball last is going to win, I think.
That's awesome. Nate George, thank you very much. I tell you, Milwaukee Lutheran has surprised some people, Coach, and we had talked that game against Messimer Shore next week could be a pretty big game.
Yeah, depending. Now, have we got an update in the Messimer Shore or Greenfield game?
We have not.
It was 7-0 Messimer Sherwood, but it's very possible both of those teams will come in with one conference loss or possibly Milwaukee Lutheran no conference losses, so that could be for the championship of the Woodland East Division.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get that one covered. That's for sure. Guys, let's get to a break. If you're leaving a game because you're cold or if it's too windy, give us a call, 414-799-1250. 799-1250. Tell Anthony you want to come on and talk about the game that you're at or the game that you're leaving, and we'll put you on. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Brookfield Central ahead 13-10 over Marquette. Muskego blowing out Waukesha South 35-0. Waukesha West keeping it a little closer, 28-0. They lead Waukesha North. Franklin up 24-7 on Kenosha Bradford. Wisconsin Lutheran leads Milwaukee Lutheran 20-14. Homestead rolling over Nicolet. It's 43-6 there in Glendale. Pewaukee shutting out Pius 41-0 at halftime. Maguanagoa 35-0 trouncing at West Dallas Hale. Grafton leads Cedarburg 28-0. And in Racine, it's the visiting Kenosha Tremper Trojans with a 24-7 lead on the Park Panthers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your windows in before it gets cold. Go to PellaWI.com. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And as always, your local pick and save stores. Let's get to line one. I don't think Homestead's punted again since that first one, but we'll find out. Ralph Reinhardt, Homestead at Nicolet, what's going on?
Halftime, it's Homestead 50, Nicolet 7. Yes, they did make a punt again, but Homestead is a pretty good ball team. Obviously, Dave Keel has been around for a long time, and I wasn't going in the air, but, you know, Coach, you're there too, and we're up 43-7 with 30 seconds left in the game. Do you call a timeout and make a punt and then throw a 55-yard touchdown pass?
In the first half, not in the game, right, Ralph?
Yeah, I guess the first half, yeah.
I've told this story 100 times, Ralph, but I'm going to tell it again. I was coaching football at Dominican, and they were playing Waukesha Catholic Memorial. Memorial's up 45-0, 2 minutes to go in the game, and they ran a double reverse bomb for a touchdown.
Ooh, that hurts.
Well, and I said to Coach Young, was that necessary? He said, you didn't like that? I said, no. He said, then get better. That's not on me. Yeah. I shouldn't stop doing what we do because and you know what? It caught me off guard, but it kind of like woke me up a little bit. Like, you know what? He's right. Like, I shouldn't expect them to stop running the stuff they run. And now you won't see another pass from Homestead the rest of the game. Yeah.
No, you know, Mike, I understand totally. You know, I understand what you're saying. It's just their first string is still in there, and it's the first half, and I get all that stuff, but I know. It's just a little frustrating.
I understand where you're coming from, too, because I really respect Bill Young as a coach, but I wouldn't, you know, that's something that I don't think is necessary, because some teams don't have the ability to get better. They just can't get better. That's the thing.
And Coach, one fast comment.
I'm going to disagree with that. Ron, you and I disagree with each year. We disagree on that. What do you mean there are some teams that don't have the ability to get better?
I mean, they just don't have the same caliber of football players that other programs have. Catholic Memorial is going to have great football programs. Parents want their kids to go there. It's a private school. Dave Keel has just got a dynasty. They've done so well. But you're not going to have Nicolet. Nicolet has struggled for 15 years.
And they don't have the capability to get better?
To get better, but not to become a Homestead, except maybe over a long period of time.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm glad you're not coaching those kids, because then they might as well just go home. Just go home. We can't. We're not going to get better. We can't compete.
They're not going to become a Homestead, Mike. I didn't say they're not going to get. They got better. They already won a game this year. They're not going to be able to do that. Mike, I think you've got to be realistic here. I don't think what you're saying is realistic if you think that some programs are constantly going to be able to. Some programs like Homestead is a constant. Other programs are going to have up and down years. Cedarburg's been there. They've had great years. They're down this year. They may come back. But some of these teams, Pius doesn't have an opportunity this year. They're just real struggling program because of the numbers. Now, they had some good years under Joe Cook, so sure, it can be done, but then you better have a guy like Joe Cook come, stay, develop the program. That would be wonderful.
So Martin Luther, who won 3 games in 2 years, a couple years ago.
That doesn't. 2 years is nothing. Nicolet, we're talking 25, 30 years. We're talking a lot of teams have down years, and they come right back the next year, Mike.
Martin Luther was, whatever. Coach,
Martin Luther got a guy like Darius Crowley-Reed, and they've got some good people. Again, another private school where you want to send your kids to, but some of these schools, Pius is a private school now, too. Now, their demographics have changed an awful lot, and they're just struggling. You know, Thomas Moore and Pius were both considering dropping football this year, and then they're considering merging.
They can't
get the numbers out.
Both private schools, right?
Yeah, they can't get the numbers up, but you've got the same thing. You've got the same thing with a public school like a Nicolet. It's just been, hey, Bob Collins back in the 1990s got that program going, and it can. They can have some good years. In fact, I understand a youth program's good, but I just don't see how you think that every single program can always build that up.
You said they don't have the capabilities of getting better. Those were your words, not my coach. They don't have the capabilities of being better, and I don't agree with you.
Shut the program down. I misspoke if I said that.
That's what you said.
They don't have the capability of becoming as good as a team like Homestead or becoming in a real short period of time. But
you
yes,
said 25 years, coach. They haven't been good.
They've had some off and on. Because they've had so many different coaches come in. Once again, you get a guy like Dave Keel. He comes over to Nicolet and decides that he'd been there from 1990 on. They might be. But it's awfully tough because coaches get discouraged. Kids get discouraged. Kids don't come out. So you've got to get a coach. And like you say, Joe Cook really had it going at Pius. Had he stayed, who knows? But now that he hasn't, they've on their fourth coach in 4 years. There's a loss of interest at Pius. So if somebody chooses to beat Pius 60 or 70 nothing this year, I think that's very unfair. Now, they may end up coming back, Pius. They may, but they're not going to do it, I don't think, in 1 year. They need time to develop. That's why they were thinking of co-oping with Thomas Moore, because their numbers are so low. They gave us a list at Thomas Moore and at Pius of 30 kids, freshman through senior, on the football team.
So you're feeling about Homestead in the first half of a game, taking a timeout, getting the ball back, and throwing a touchdown pass?
What have I said three times tonight? Dave Keel is a master at holding the score down. I don't know what happened there. Dave Keel is as good a coach as I've ever known of holding the score down.
Sounds good. Hey, Ralph, thank you.
I didn't want to start a big fight here.
No, there's no fight.
We disagree, Mike,
because once that Waukesha West was ahead 70 to whatever it was, nothing in the game was called in the fourth quarter, we disagreed. And I'll disagree, and yeah, I'll stand by that forever. I think that was the wrong thing to do. But Bayview came back and had some real good years in the city conference. That coach has gone there circling again. But I'm just saying you've got to the competition you're playing, you take into consideration. Nobody does that better than Dave Keel.
Right. I disagree with the what you said about they don't have the capabilities.
I'm dead wrong.
Okay.
If that's what I said, Mike. That's not the point that I was trying to make, Mike. I was trying to make not the capability to come back now or even next year to beat a Homestead, but as I said, they may through the years with a good coach.
Sounds good. Hey, Ralph, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Let's get to Greg. He's at the Pius Pewaukee game. Greg, give us an update.
I've got 53-0. Pewaukee just scored another touchdown. 53-0 Pewaukee over Pius. Elliot Moore had on the first play of the second half an 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And then Elliot Miller just had a 44-yard interception for Pewaukee for a touchdown. So I've got 54-0 now.
Now, this is a game where I just hope now they just kind of hold that score down, because they probably could score 100. But I hope they hold the score down. That's all.
Sounds good.
I agree with you, Coach.
Greg, thanks a lot. Appreciate the update. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you scores and updates from all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ron, you wanted?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to make one comment. And I know we don't always agree on things, but I just don't think when you run up a score or you have a great big lead on somebody and score more points, I don't think you're teaching your kids anything about possibly what's right and wrong and what should be doing. And then I know it becomes so discouraging for the other team. I think it deflates them. And I don't think it's right, but I do know, we know we certainly can have disagreements on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, those Homestead guys have not played in the second half yet.
No,
their first group has not played.
For the fourth time, I don't even know how that came up with Homestead, because I didn't bring that part up, because I've said for the
no,
fourth
time tonight. No, it was
Nicolay
that you're the when you.
No, but what I said four times was nobody is better than Dave Keel at holding the score down. So I don't know what it was before the half. I don't care, but he does not ever run up scores, and I'm just guessing that score based on past experience, it won't get much higher. He could double the scores of many teams he's played this year, and he just doesn't do it. He's a wonderful coach.
Yeah, he is, and I know firsthand that you know, now we're in week six, going into week seven, and their first. I don't know when they get into playoff time. These kids have not played into the second half in any games, and I know that's going to be difficult when it comes to playoff time for them. So I'm sure, if I had to guess, what he's trying to do is play a first half like they're playing a first half. So they take a timeout, get the ball back, and now he's got a second group in, and I'm sure a third group after that. But as we get later in the year, if your first group has not played into the second half yet, I
never questioned that. That came up after you just had reminded you of a story of Bill Young, who I respect more than anybody. And if he made that statement, I disagree with that. But no, with Dave Keel, I don't think I'd ever second guess anything he does.
Sounds good. Let's get to a line three if we can. Ted Lang, he's at the Shorewood Mesper Greenfield game. Ted, give us an update.
Yeah, hey guys. We had a big defensive stalemate here. It is still 7-0 Shorewood Mesper.
Wow.
Over Greenfield. Their first quarter score is held up. But each team has had opportunities just on their opening drive second half. Shorewood Mesmer drove down the 13-yard line, fumbled the ball. Greenfield picked it up, and then they drove down, and they went for it on fourth down. Incidentally, the wind has caused some problems on the punting game, so now each coach has decided they're not going to punt. They're going to go for it on fourth down. So wow. Greenfield didn't get it. Now Shorewood Mesmer is now on the 26-yard line of Greenfield and driving again.
How much time, Ted?
Oh, we are 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. So we will be entering the fourth quarter.
Wow. And Shorewood Mesper scored the first time they got the ball.
They scored on their first opening possession.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a big game for Shorewood Mesper. And if they can hold on and 7-0. Coach, they've been a second-half team all year that we've been sitting in the studio.
Yeah, they've been down by 9 and 10 points in the fourth quarter and won. And it is a shame for Greenfield that they are without their great quarterback. But, again, that happens. That's part of the game, too.
Hey, Teddy, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Let's get to line one if we can. Tyler Peters, he's at the Greendale at New Berlin West game. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's in the fourth quarter, and it's still a very close game, 13-6, Greendale over New Berlin West. In the third quarter, actually, Greendale had two chances to really put this game out of reach, but they fumbled both times in New Berlin West territory. The first was at the 35, and then New Berlin West got all the way to the Greenfield 22, and then they tried to go for it on fourth down, and they failed. And then on the ensuing drive, Greendale was able to get the ball all the way to the New Berlin West 20, and they fumbled again. They lost the ball again. They've just had not very good ball handling in this second half so far. New Berlin West now has the ball. They have the ball on the on their own 44, trying to tie this game up once again. Less than 9 minutes left. 13-6, Greendale over New Berlin West.
Tyler, thank you very much. Good game. Let's get to line three. Jerry Vance, he's at the Living Word Lutheran St. Francis game. Jerry, give us an update.
It is Living Word 27, St. Francis 22, with 8:36 left in the third quarter. On the opening possession of the second half, St. Francis went on a 70-play drive with a little help from a roughing call as well from Living Word. Then it was capped off by a touchdown by their running back, Bernardo. And so that gets us to 27-22 with 8:11 left in the third.
Hey, Jerry, now I understand why you asked to get to that one.
Yeah, I had a feeling this was going to be a good game because Living Word hasn't been this successful since 2010.
So these kids are really playing hard. It's a great atmosphere, Mike.
Boy, that's awesome. Jerry Vance, thank you very much. 27-22, St. Francis is down by five, but, boy, big comeback so far, Coach. And certainly Doug Sarver has been around a long time. Yeah. Heck of a football coach. Even a better man. He's a really good guy. Cares a lot about those kids.
And I'm sure that was kind of a shocker to be down 27-7, but, you know, as you say, he's a veteran coach, and he'll know how to bring those kids back if it's possible to do that.
You know what's interesting, Coach, is when I was talking to the coach from Hartford, and they lost to West Bend East or West Bend West, and he said, look, the ball bounced the wrong way a couple of times, and all of a sudden, look up, we're down 21-0. Now, we get back, and we tie it, and they kick a field goal at the end to beat us. He said, but, after being down 21-0, we played really well. We settled the ship a little bit. And you and I both coached different sports but for a long time. And there are times that, you know, things just don't go your way. And it's kind of like all of a sudden you look at, in basketball, a team that I feel pretty confident we got a chance to beat, and all of a sudden it's halftime, we're down 15. And, you know, they start hitting some shots in off the backboard. You know, we start missing shots that we normally hit. And all of a sudden, you know, that's, I guess, why you get paid the big bucks to coach high school sports here in the state. But you got to ready the ship and get your kids ready to play.
And especially last year, just before the playoffs in the Madison area, and it seemed all over the state, the team that had won during the regular season, sometimes very late in the season, faced the same team in the playoffs and got beat decisively sometimes. So
Yeah, I remember that. As much as you want to stand up in front of them and say, hey, look, don't take this one for granted because we beat them 3 weeks ago, doesn't mean we're going to beat them again. Mm-hmm. You know, those kids are all talking, saying, hey, look, where are we going after the game Friday?
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. Let's get to line one, Don with Chillis. Burke Central Marquette. Hey, Don, give us an update.
Hey, guys. We just had Hayden Nelson for Burke Central block the punt attempt from Marquette out of the back of the end zone for a safety. So right now, with 7:03 to go in the third quarter, Brooks Central leads 15-10. And as you know, with the safety and the advantage with the kickoff, Brooks Central now on Marquette's half of the 50 here. Third quarter, 7:03 to go, 15-10, Brooks Central on top.
Jed Kennedy's starting to smell a little blood, I'm telling you. It'll be fourth and four, and he'll go for it. He'll do something to see if he can't get Brooks Central up by two scores on Marquette. Let's get to line two if we can. Rob Veit, Waukesha North, Waukesha West. Rob, give us an update.
Waukesha West, 35-0, running clock. Sam McCullough's fourth touchdown of the night.
Hey, how'd that youth dance team look?
Hey, my daughter was out there, though. My daughter did the halftime show. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Great. Video, got a video of it for mom right on the field. She loved it.
Yeah, that media pass gets you good location for stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, big time, Mike.
Anytime, Rob Veit. Thank you. Let's get to line three. Mike Bush, Indian Trail at Oak Creek. Mike, you give us an update.
Yeah, the wind has died down a little bit, and things are heating up here. We're in the fourth quarter already, down to 10 minutes to go. Indian Trail 3, Oak Creek Knights 3. Same score as halftime. Indian Trail had a real nice drive going, again led by their quarterback. And then Jalen Grant, their tailback, ended up fumbling the football at the 10-yard line, and a huge, huge scrum occurred. The place was going nuts. Coaches are going nuts. Kind of a delayed call, and the official said that it's when both teams have possession, it goes to the offense is what the call was. So they are now on the Indian Trail, that is now on the Oak Creek 4-yard line. Like I said, 10 minutes to go in the game. So it's going to be interesting here. I'm glad the wind stopped. Things are heating up, and that's where we're at, 3-3 right now.
That's Mike Bush, as always, brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards. Go see our friend Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, and embroidery work. That's a big game of that conference, Coach. And, Joel Parr was in studio a couple weeks ago, and just a really good man. In fact, I got a chance to talk to Hubba last night. Hubba was with Joe Cook forever.
I remember Hubba. He used to wear shorts when it was 90 below out.
I know. And he's the offensive line coach at Sussex Hamilton.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's with Coach D'Amato, and got a chance to see his mom last night. I coached Tubby when he was a freshman in football at Dominican. And I talked to his daughter last night and said, you know, your dad used to yell at me. She said, he yells at me too. I said, the difference is I was a grown man and he was a freshman in high school. She said, he's been yelling at people his whole life, I'm sure. And his mom just burst out laughing, gave me a big hug and said, man, she looks great. She looks identical to what she did when Hubba was a freshman in high school. So he's having a great time. He said, look, I'm really enjoying coaching here at Sussex Hamilton. Coach D'Amato and the staff, the community, they really embrace high school football out there.
Yeah, I think he's one of those lifers that he just wants to be a coach. He wants to be with a good program and good people.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a daughter who is at Tosa East, another daughter, I believe that's a freshman, one's a junior. And, you know, I think if they were going and off to college, I wonder if he'd be in Texas.
Well, that's a good point with Joe Cook, eh?
Yeah, I think that he would. He probably would be. We talked a little bit about Joe last night. He said they're 2-1. He really likes – he said, look, he's much more comfortable as a head coach. He really likes being the guy in charge of the program, and they feel pretty good. He said Joe, he talks to him 2-3 times a week.
Well, does Joe miss Wisconsin? Does he miss Milwaukee?
You know, he does. He misses all his friends and stuff, but Linda loves Texas.
Oh, she does.
She loves the heat, and Tommy's down there, so they get a chance to see Tommy a little bit more. And I don't think he's coming back anytime soon. Yeah, and now that he's the head football coach at Paradise, Texas, the difference is, and we had this conversation last night, the amount of money that they make down there.
For coaching. Right, I understand.
Is a lot.
World, isn't it?
But you know what? The spotlight is on you, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they you know what? Not only is the money way up, but the heat to get wins is pretty way up as well. So his whole deal is he's got to get some of these kids at that school to only be, you know, go part-time with the rodeo game. He said they lose a lot of good athletes to that want to be professional rodeo guys. And he said, if I can get them to do rodeo part-time and come play football, we got a chance to be a little bit better.
I bet they'd be tough kids. I've got to put you on the spot, Mike, but I look at Joe Cook as a kid, but now how old would Joe be, in his late 50s now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? I miss him. I miss him a lot.
Yeah, I know you were very close.
Yeah, he's my friend, and he's a heck of a football coach. I'll tell you that. Hey, last story, and we'll get to a break. There was a lot of stories about him, Coach, when he was here. And when he was at Pius, I got this long email from a guy that his kid played at Pius, and he had heard all these things about Joe, and he believed all of them. And I emailed the guy back, and I said, have you talked to the man? And he said, no. I said, do me a favor. Just go up and talk to him at the end of one practice, and just introduce yourself and talk a little high school football to him, and then let me know what you think. Ask him any question you want to ask him. I got this long email the next Saturday that said, I'm so sorry. He gave me an hour, and he answered every question that I had. And he said, I listened, and I heard all this stuff. And he said, now I'm feeling a little bit better about this, and I apologize to you and to him. So, hey, before we get to a break, line one, Jerry Vance is back. Living Word Lutheran at St. Francis. Jerry, give us an update.
It is now St. Francis 29, Living Word 27.
Wow.
With 3 minutes left in the third. In their second possession of the second half, it's been just a heavy dose of Bassardo. Sweep left, sweep right. Seems like the big guys up front, Coach Starver, decided to let them go and handle this ball game. So, again, it's 29-27, 3:06 in the third.
Yeah, when he finds something that goes, he'll just go with it and make you stop him.
That's awesome. Jerry Vance, thank you very much. Boy, I think it was 27-7 at one point.
It was 27-7.
Now it's 29-27 St. Francis over Living Word Lutheran. Let's get to a break. Hey, for all you guys that are texting me and questioning, Ron Davies and I are fine, man. We're great friends. We can argue and we can disagree. I love him like a brother.
Yeah, so don't know if anybody's worried,
Matt,
about that. Do not worry about
that. Don't worry. I got his back all day long.
We've been known to argue more off the radio also.
Yeah, I threw my headset at him one time. Look, I love him like a brother. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Sherwood Mesmer still leads 7-0 at Greenfield. Knotted up 3-3 still in the fourth quarter, Oak Creek Kenosha Indian Trail. St. Francis just took their first lead of the day, 29-27 there on top right now against Living Word Lutheran. Start of the fourth quarter in New Berlin, visiting Greendale up 13-6. At New Berlin West, Catholic Memorial shutting out Kettle Moraine 13-zip. Shoreland Lutheran with a 14-10 lead. On Kenosha St. Joe's, Oconomowoc just pulled ahead. They lead Arrowhead 21-17. Racine Horlick 26, Racine Case 12. Wilmot and Union Grove tied 7-7. New Berlin Eisenhower rolling past West Dallas Central. It's 48-0. Ike leads that one. And a final in the books, Bradley Tech gets a 44-23 win over Milwaukee South. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. John Bunyan, the head coach for the Port Washington Pirates, and his senior players. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela for Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Man, trust me, we get to the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area, and I'm going to prove it. Let's get to line three, Tyler Peters. Greendale at New Berlin West. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, just about a minute left in the game, and New Berlin West has just got a first down near midfield. They are down 13-6. That's Greendale is up ahead on New Berlin West, 13-6. However, New Berlin West was able to stop Greendale from possibly getting a cushion touchdown, and now they just got a big pass play to go all the way to the 44-yard, to their own 44-yard line with a minute left. So they still have a chance to get a touchdown and tie the game. It's been a defensive struggle for both teams in the second half, but it's been a good nail-biter. And also to note, this game now only has four refs. One of the referees back in the third quarter blew his hamstrings. So we have a shorthanded referee staff right now, but it is now 55 seconds left in the game, 13-6, Greendale up on New Berlin West. New Berlin West now has the ball at midfield.
Can you put Tyler on hold, please? Tyler, we're going to come right back to you. Let's get to line four, Ted Lang. He's at Shorewood Mesmer at Greenfield game. Ted, give us an update.
Hey, we got one of these Will Nelly games here. It is now Shorewood Mesmer 7, Greenfield 6 with 6 minutes to go in the game. Greenfield, their drive started at their own 10-yard line, mixing a running and passing by Greenfield's new quarterback, Chris Lopez, who was, according to Coach Ringelbert, his best wide receiver. But now it's going down to the wire here. It's 7-6, Sherwood Mesmer over Greenfield.
That's an exciting game.
Yeah, exciting game. It's a lot of big plays, lot of big defensive plays.
Ted, did they go for two and not get it or miss the extra point?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They went for two. They must not have a kicker, and they went for two, and the snap was bobbled, and the quarterback had no chance.
Ted, thank you very much. Thanks. Let's get to line two if we can. Alex Zanzola. He's at the Shoreland Lutheran St. Joe's game. Alex, give us an update.
Mac, not much really going on here. Under 9 to play in the game, still 14-10 Shoreland. Third quarter was pretty much a back-and-forth struggle between both teams. Shoreland put together a long drive, but it ended in a missed field goal. St. Joe's given opportunities, but just hasn't been able to capitalize tonight. Shoreland right now driving. They are in St. Joe's territory. A touchdown here could really just ice the game.
Hey, Alex, do you know what high school football, varsity high school football coaches feel about homecoming? They hate it. They hate it. They think their players are distracted the whole week, and they keep saying to me, look, as a basketball coach, why don't you do homecoming one time? They don't like it, and I'm sure that Coach Matrice, who's filling in interim head coach at St. Joe's, is right with all these other guys. I know Coach Davies never liked it.
I know we had a lot of concerns at homecoming. just keeping the kids focused all week on football instead of all the other activities. Homecoming is wonderful. It's wonderful to get the alumni back, but, boy, sometimes it can be a struggle to keep the kids focused unless you have a really focused group.
Alex, thank you very much. So let's go back to Tyler real quick. He's at the Greendale-New Berlin West game. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, 36 seconds left now, and New Berlin West has the ball at the Greendale 21-yard line. They've been doing a lot of passes along the sidelines, and they've been able to not only get some yards and get some first downs, but they've also been able to get the ball out of bounds. New Berlin West is out of timeouts, and there's a pass complete by New Berlin West, and did he fall out of bounds? It looks like he might have. Yes, he has. It's actually a first down for New Berlin West at the 17-yard line, and with 27 seconds left, and actually the clock was running, so New Berlin West just spiked the ball. They have a first and 10 now at the 17 of Greendale.
That's
facing a second down with 26 seconds left.
Put Tyler back on hold, please. Let's get to line four. Greg's got the head football coach at Pewaukee, I believe. Coach Frisky, you there?
I almost do. He's just getting done addressing the team. Pewaukee won this game 59-0. Almost all running plays, you guys. Okay. We're going to get Coach Frisky right now.
Sounds good.
Just 1 second. So 59-0 was the final score.
Let's put Greg on hold for just a second. Go back to Tyler very quickly. Line three. Hey, Tyler, very quickly, what's going on?
We got the final play right here, Mike. 6 seconds left. New Berlin West trying to go for a touchdown. Quarterback back to pass, and it is incomplete, actually, with 1 second left. So it's going to be a fourth down for New Berlin West on the 17 of Greendale. They're going to have time for one more play. A thrilling finish to this homecoming game for New Berlin West.
Let's put him back on hold, get to line four. I'm sorry, Don Wachilis, I know you got a good one going on, but we want to talk to Coach Frisky from Pewaukee.
We almost have him, Mike. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let's put him on hold, go to line two. Don Wachilis, Brooks Central, and Marquette. What's going on?
Hey, Mike. Mike Mitchell for Marquette puts it through the uprights for a 26-yard. Now on top, 22-13. We still have 1:46 to go here in the third quarter.
Boy, I tell you, Lefs is waiting for you. You're not going to be there for a while. let's get back to Tyler, line three, if we can. Greendale at New Berlin West. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, we do have a final, and Greendale was able to hold on. One last pass to the end zone. It was off the hands of Nicholas Padgett, the wide receiver for New Berlin West. It was good coverage by Greenfield. Fell incomplete, so the game is over. We got a final now, 13-6. Greendale over New Berlin West. A heartbreaking finish for the Vikings on homecoming night, but a thrilling game to watch. And we'll get Coach, I believe that's Coach Stoltz of
yep.
Greendale.
Thanks, Tyler. That's excellent. Let's get to line four if we can. See if Greg's got Coach Frisky. Greg, are you there?
Here's Coach Frisky. I'm trying to turn my phone volume up a little bit so that. Okay, here's Coach Frisky.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Coach Mike McGivern, Ron Davies, congratulations. Good win tonight.
Yeah, any win's a good win. We were able to put some things together tonight.
Hey, Coach, with, Pius, we talked about the program being a little bit down in Pewaukee. You guys handled them very nicely, and next week you get a chance to play Brown Deer and continue to get healthy. How are you feeling about this team, Coach?
Well, we started off young, and we're getting older, and we're getting better every week. And, we're starting to see some things come together. It's really interesting and a lot of fun to watch your kids at practice every week start to put the intricacies of it all together and really build. And we're getting a lot of contributions from a wide range of people. And I think guys are really starting to figure some things out, which is good news for us as we move towards the end of the season. We had some setbacks along the way, but sometimes those pieces of adversity make you stronger, and I'm hoping that's the character of this team.
Coach, these crossover games, they count, but do they count for both the conference championship and the playoffs? I'm sure they count for the playoffs. Do they count for the conference championship too?
Oh, man, Ron, you have to ask the hard-hitting question. I'm not prepared to answer that at this moment.
Okay.
I think what it ends up being is you know, it does count for the conference. And so at the end of the regular season in week eight, whoever's at the top of our table is the team that will play in that one versus one game, which goes to the conference championship. So, yes, just because they're conference games, they are counted in that regard.
Hey, Coach, thank you very much for your time. And what's nice is when these young kids, when things start to slow down for them, and as a coaching staff, you can see their eyes aren't like, you know, deer in headlights, and they're starting to understand they belong on the varsity level. That's a really fun thing for us to see.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very fulfilling, and it's a credit to the kids who are sticking with it. You know, we opened out of the gate with some tough opponents, and we could have packed our bags and gone home, but these guys decided they wanted to stick around and fight a little bit, and we're seeing that. I mean, our biggest challenges are yet ahead of us, but hopefully we're working towards being able to handle them.
Beautiful. Justin Frisky, the head football coach of Pewaukee.
Congratulations, Coach.
Let's get to line three if we can. Nate George, Milwaukee Lutheran at Wisconsin Lutheran. Nate, give us an update.
Fourth quarter just started. Wisconsin Lutheran 27, Milwaukee Lutheran 20. Start of the second half, Kenneth Payne scored his third touchdown for Milwaukee Lutheran. Again, set himself up with a one-yard run after a 70-yard run, his second of the game. It was just as impressive as the first one. Wisco answered right back in the next possession. Noah Billett, 50-yard touchdown pass, 27-20, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Hey, if history means anything, that final is going to be like 44-43 or something, I'm telling you. The games that Milwaukee Lutheran has played, they seem to have a knack for scoring a lot of points in the fourth quarter, and we'll see if that continues. Nate George, keep us up to date on that one. 27-20, Wisconsin Lutheran over Milwaukee Lutheran. Line two is Mike Bush, Kenosha Indian Trail at Oak Creek. Bush, you give us an update.
Oh, boy, here he comes right in front of me, number 14. Hold on a minute. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I wanted to say Indian Trail 6, Oak Creek 3. I had one field goal to report, but now Indian Trail must have just took it 80 yards. I got to get number 14. I don't even know this kid's number right in front of me as we were talking. Now it's Indian Trail 12, Oak Creek 9th Street. They're lining up for the extra points. Some real good storylines, though, before the game, how Indian Trail coach was talking about discipline, and they had a whole bunch of penalties in the fourth quarter. And then I started messing with the roster and everything. I noticed they have 38 sophomores on the Indian Trail roster.
Boy, that's a big number.
They're going to take the lead here now anyway. And then Oak Creek Coach Power was talking about this game is going to be won or lost by a kicker. Well, his kicker got their 20-yard field goal block. I thought that might be the end of it, but now here comes Oak Creek. I'm sorry, Indian Trail runs all the way down the field, probably 80 yards. Extra point is good. It's now Indian Trail 13, Oak Creek Knights 3, with only 3 minutes to go.
Well, if Indian Trail holds on, then they'll be undefeated still.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
In the conference. They've got two non-conference losses.
We have them in 2 weeks on the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week at home, I believe, against Kenosha Bradford. Let's get to line one if we can. Jerry Boltman, Catholic Memorial against Kettle Moraine. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, we are down to 7 minutes and 54 seconds remaining in the game. Catholic Memorial is ahead now 20-7. Kettle Moraine held Catholic Memorial inside the 10 in the third quarter the first time. The second time, Catholic Memorial got a touchdown pass from quarterback Luke Fox, a five-yard touchdown pass, his second in the game. Then Kettle Moraine got the ball and marched down the field. And I told you previously, their regular quarterback wanted to win. He was in that drive. A mixture of passes and runs. And Hunter Diener, the senior quarterback, ran it in from 2 yards out. And conversion was good. So we have a score now of Catholic Memorial 20, Kettle Moraine 7. 7:52 remaining in the game.
That's awesome. Jared, keep us up to date on that, guys. We got to get you a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue to get you scores and updates. We'll also have a lot of winning coaches on the air to congratulate them and talk about next week's game. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.